Stocks are sharply lower. The Dow is down 235 points. This is SRN News.
New FedNow system is paving the way for the digital dollar. It grants the government unprecedented access to your financial transactions. This isn't just an invasion of privacy. It's a direct assault on your liberty and hard-earned money. It's another reason why I recommend physical gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst and a podcaster with nearly 25 million downloads to people just like you who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Big Brother while also preserving your retirement savings through almost anything, including economic crashes, political instability, and even hyperinflation. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. Remember, there's no strings attached. Text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you're blessed with continued prosperity.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We hope you make it out to the polls to vote today, but have the rain gear, have the umbrella with you. Occasional rain and maybe a few thunderstorms and locally heavy downpours with a high temperature near 70 on this election day. That'll continue into this evening before ending. Low temperature down to about 60. Wednesday's high about 76, with the rain chances relatively small Wednesday. Maybe an isolated shower. Thursday, a good bit of sunshine, high in the upper 70s to near 80. Then we got the big deal of a storm system this week on Friday with the threat of severe weather and maybe some locally heavy rainfall. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
1819 News.
U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland traveled to Alabama to be part of a Bloody Sunday march in Selma that occurred this past weekend. Garland spoke at a Selma church before that event, blasting the idea of Alabama using photo ID to confirm the identity of a person who has arrived at a voting precinct to vote in an election. Garland did not condemn all the other forms of photo ID that Americans use all day, every day, only the photo IDs that are used to prevent a person from committing voter fraud by claiming to be someone they are not. Garland called attempts at identifying a voter and other methods of restraining mail-in ballots as a form of voter oppression and discrimination.
The right to vote is still under attack. That is why we are challenging efforts by states and jurisdictions to implement discriminatory, burdensome, and unnecessary restrictions on access to the ballot, including those related to mail-in voting, the use of drop boxes, and voter ID requirements.
I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Where I was living was not a great place to live anymore. I began to pray for a place to go, praying for all of these things that a 9-year-old would want. I wanted horses, big house with a bunch of people my age. I wanted parents. I wanted a mom and a dad. Before I even prayed it, the Lord had already answered my prayer with the Big Oak Ranch. Who would that 9-year-old be if she never came to the Big Oak Ranch? I would be trying to fight for survival instead of fighting to break a cycle.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
A 4-year-old Daphne boy is out of the hospital and back home weeks after receiving a heart transplant. Gray Ellenwood was put on the organ donor list after he was diagnosed in the summer of 2023 with hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. The Ellenwood family told WKRG News that they are very grateful for parents who choose to donate their child's organs after such a traumatic loss. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Hello, Alabama. This is your all-time favorite president, Donald J. Trump. My friend, Congressman Gary Palmer, is running for re-election to Alabama's 6th Congressional District. Gary is an America First conservative who is fighting to secure our border, strengthen our military, and protect and defend our undersea Second Amendment. Alabama, please get out and vote for Gary Palmer for Congress on March 5th. He will not let you down. Thank you.
I'm Gary Palmer, and I approve this message.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Montgomery's conversational radio show. It's News and Views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Damming politicians uphill and down Dale for many years as rogues, vagabonds, frauds, and scoundrels, I sometimes suspect that, like everyone else, I often expect too much of them.
Joey Clark.
Welcome into News and Views on Super Tuesday. Happy Election Day, everybody. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Eddie Bader in the house. How you doing, Eddie?
Doing good.
Well, plenty to get to today, but I wanted to start off today with a little story.
Okay.
Now, though almost every election is branded the most important election in history, you know that, Eddie, right?
Democracy is at risk.
Yeah, it's at stake, baby.
Right.
Some elections, indeed, prove to be more enduring than others. First elections, for instance, first elections especially, seem to illuminate voters' political leanings for a lifetime. So much so that they forever see the political world through that gift of first light. No one forgets their first, not in politics nor in life's many other adventures.
True.
The first bite of forbidden fruit, the first kiss of stolen fire, something gained always has a cost. Hard-won experience always means something innocence lost. We are born to chase life under those tall shadows cast by our first too numerous to name. Each generation of Americans tends to find a presidential silhouette to shade their political path forward on first election day. For one generation, it was the election of Donald John Trump in 2016. For another, it was the election of Barack Obama in 2008. Others still live by shadows cast from Ronald Reagan's shining city on a hill, while some still bask in the promise of JFK's Camelot. Barack Obama should have been my guiding light. I was 18. That was my first ever election. But, even at the age of 18, hope and change seemed more like a pillow of thorns gilded with golden fleece than a beacon of fire. My skepticism of Obama's rising sun must have stung my granddaddy, Ray. A lifelong Democrat, Granddaddy's first political light was always and forever FDR, a man whom he and many others of his generation credited with literally bringing light to the South. He never had a chance to actually vote for FDR. He was too young, but he talked as if he did. Granddaddy was born only a month after the enactment of the Rural Electrification Act of 1936. To a young man born into impoverished farm life in rural Covington County, Alabama, FDR's colossal profile would forever stick with him. That I, his grandson, grew up to be more influenced by the likes of Ayn Rand, Ludwig von Mises, Murray Rothbard, and politicians like Ron Paul, God forbid, with a career in that cacophonous echo chamber that we do here known as conservative talk radio, it must have come a bit of a shock to him. However, unlike Granddaddy's political arguments with my dad, his Reagan generation son, our conversations around politics always seemed to remain cordial, even loving. I suspect he could tell that I wasn't one quick to fall in love with any politician. Yet as life continued, we didn't talk as much. There was no falling out, no malice, only a silent distance life's ho-hum habits can sometimes bring. In a strange way, that distance allowed for a gift of remembrance on Election Day in November 2020. 2 minutes before I was supposed to go on air to host Election Day coverage on the radio, I felt my phone vibrate in my pants. Some gut sense told me not to ignore the call, even though showtime was imminent. As I retrieved my phone and looked down at the screen, I saw it was Granddaddy. He never calls me, I thought to myself. Better answer. Hey, J-Ray, he said. Our shared middle name, Ray, was, I inherited it from him. I know you're about to go on air, but something happened when I just went to vote that I have to tell you about. He explained to me that two young men working the polls noticed he was having trouble walking from his car, so they assisted him with a golf cart ride and a skip of the very long line. At 84 years old, Granddaddy's health was failing, to the point that going to the polls was a pretty intensive labor. Given his health and the ongoing COVID pandemic, he could have easily voted absentee. but he had insisted on going to the polls himself on Election Day. The fact that those poll workers had helped him fulfill his civic duty had made him so proud, and he wanted to share the feeling with me. "We live in the greatest country in the world," he said to me, his voice beaming with wonder and awe over that simple act of kindness. "What an amazing opportunity we have in this country to have a day like this and to have a say." Those were the last words Granddaddy ever said to me. Less than a month later, he died on my birthday, December 1st, 2020. Though most remember their first Election Day, I will always remember his last. That his last vote gave him so much hope in a present rent with thorns, and that he shared that gift with me freely continues to stick with me, turning my eyes away from his death and towards a shared fire all generations should hope to keep aflame. You might remember, you were there that day, Eddie. You might remember that.
Yep.
And it's weird sometimes how it works out. I'm sure some folks might read that. It's an op-ed for 1819 News. If you want to read it yourself, please share it, folks. 1819news.com. It should still be there on the front page. But yeah, some folks might read and go, it didn't happen. No, it literally happened that way. And it just turned out that those were his final words to me. We often say on the show, you know, democracy's probably not that great. Or do we even live in one, really? But
better than most.
Better than armies on the march.
Right.
And I think what most Americans are frustrated by is that, well, we should be better than this. This getting by, we have an emergency, we have some special need to attend to, so we have to, well, for the time being, temporarily suspend our liberties. We got to, you know, meet the next emergency, the next crisis. And unfortunately, I think there are a lot of Americans still willing to go along with being scared. Fear is a powerful tool, especially on election days. But here in Alabama, I have to say, today, on Super Tuesday, is it really all that super? Because I was in and out in a few minutes, and it was pretty easy votes for me.
Yeah.
Now, it very small ballot. I will say a few folks I voted for. I voted for Vivek Ramaswamy in the president, because he's still in the ballot. Why not? I'm going with Vivek Ramaswamy, as Trump calls him. But, of course, who do you think's going to win the primary here in Alabama for
that
president?
That would be Donald Trump.
Okay, right.
Not Chris Christie, who was still on the ballot.
Yeah, too, right. I voted no on the Amendment 1.
Me too.
Because I kind of like having another thing that slows down business
there
in the legislature. I think I voted no on the local amendment to keep the millage tax where it is, but it's going to pass probably the same amount that it passed initially, is my guess.
I think so.
And I guess I'm fine with that. Honestly, I am fine with a lot of the so-called majority wins at the very local level.
That doesn't affect you, though.
Well, yeah, it does.
How? The property tax.
Like, I pay for things. It affects everybody's cost of living.
Property tax?
Yeah, I don't own land, but, like, if I rent. Wait, you don't say renters don't have to pay the property tax?
There's no specific line that says property tax, no.
Right, but isn't it passed on to them in their rent?
Sometimes.
Oh, sometimes.
Sometimes.
Now you're all getting cute with me. Like, I've heard you and many others say that time and time again when this issue came up. And now you're like, well, Joey, I don't even know what you're talking about.
It's a prime time to raise rent.
How does this even affect you?
Does it? How does it affect you? It's not affected you. It should affect you, and it will.
I voted no.
But if they could do something good with the money, that's the thing. If we felt like we were on the right trajectory of, hey, we're going to take this money, but it's just don't have that feeling. It's a very empty feeling.
Yeah. So, you know, happy Election Day. Happy Super Tuesday. Will Nikki Haley finally get out of the race after today?
I don't know, Joey.
Probably not.
I don't think so.
It's like, go away, you freak.
She won one.
You know that the girlfriend in Wayne's World?
Yes.
Like, if this is a severed head, I'm going to be very upset. She gives him a birthday gift.
Hi, Wayne.
That's how I'm starting to feel about Nikki Haley.
Exactly.
Like, psycho.
She doesn't know how to go away.
Yeah, go away, psycho. Like, you've worn out your welcome. Let's go to Penny on line one. Hey, Penny.
Hey, guys. Hey, I was just listening to your op-ed about your granddad. And you know what? He was a good man. And just by that alone. And so you got some goodness in you just from him. That almost brought tears to my eyes. So that's nice to hear that.
Well, thank you, Benny. Really do appreciate it.
And then I voted early this morning, too. And I went to a new church, Delrata, and walked in right at 7. They had some people that could not feed their ballots through because the ladies that hand the ballots, you know, that tear those perforated ballots off that big book.
Yeah.
The perforation wasn't tearing correctly. So as soon as I got to the office, I called the attorney general and let them know they're having an issue because those, we don't need any kind of cheating going on. I don't know that that was happening, but.
Right.
In an effort to make sure everybody's ballot is counted,
right. They
needed to address that.
Well, and actually, at my polling place, I heard one of the older ladies complaining, my fingers hurt. And I said, well, your back's about to hurt because you just pulled landscaping duty. You know who I am? I'm a talk radio host. I boss everybody. Get outside and lay a flower garden. It's that time of year. It's spring, Mom. Get out there, Grandma.
You are so invigorated this morning. What did you have in your coffee?
I didn't drink coffee.
Really? I actually had a little caffeine in mine today, which I never have. So I'm flying a little high too. And I voted no on 1 and 2 as well, buddy, because I'm tired of all these crooks stealing our money, our tax dollars anywhere they can.
Right.
And it's shame on them for not who wrote the bill. If you wanted us to vote yes on it, you needed to educate it a little bit more about what the heck it meant because it wasn't clearly defined. And so I'm with you. I'm with you on that. But you guys have a great day, and I'm glad we got out and voted. Everybody needs to vote. Vote. That's right.
Thank you, Penny.
Thank you, Penny.
Thank you.
Now, I believe we have Thomas Govan on the line.
Right.
He is running for Court of Criminal Appeals. Thomas, how are you doing today?
Hey, Joey. Thank you for having me on. It's a great day. And the final day of voting is here. The election day is here. We've been working for it and just hope people will go out and go with Govan for the Court of Criminal Appeals.
And just how you feeling about today, that gut sense, what's it telling you?
Well, I think we feel really good. My phone has been blowing up with emails and texts and phone calls of people around the state showing their support and posting on Facebook that they voted for us. So feel really good, but it's just so important for folks to come out and vote today and encourage anyone who hasn't voted yet to consider our campaign for the Court of Criminal Appeals and so help us bring an experience of a prosecutor, Air Force Reserve officer to the court. And as you pointed out earlier in the show too, Joey, it's just important to get out and vote, period. These are important elections from our federal representatives to our judges to our local officials. It's just extremely important that we go and exercise this incredible privilege we have.
Well, and I will tell anybody who's feeling a little cynical about voting in politics, and that's not going around these days.
Not at all.
Think about literally what your grandparents and great-grandparents would think of you. Just think about it.
I know. And you know, I saw someone post on Facebook recently that, like, look, you can't, you know, if you're going to complain and not vote, then there's a problem there. And we need to make sure we have a say in everything that we do. And I'll say, you know, one of these races a lot are these judicial races. They're extremely important. This Court of Criminal Appeals race is very important. And I just hope folks go look at our record as a prosecutor, both a trial and appellate prosecutor, someone who's argued in the Supreme Court and tried cases around the state as a prosecutor. And just encourage anybody who's still undecided to go with Govan for our race.
Well, Tom, it's great hearing from you, and best of luck today, sir.
Thank you very much. Y'all have a great one.
You too.
And that's Thomas Govan. I believe he's going up against Rich Anderson for that seat. And that's a statewide one, I believe.
Yes, it is.
So we'll see. I think they're both good men.
And would
do a good job. I think they're both working in the AG's office. So we'll see where folks go with that. But, yeah, I couldn't, with this constitutional amendment, Amendment 1 to the state constitution.
Yeah.
Like, no, I don't want to make it easier for y'all to get around passing a general budget. Like, essentially, right now, people can hold up going to local legislation and these sorts of things by keeping the budget not resolved just yet. I think, no, it's a pretty good rule, not just in this principle of get your budget put together first. I think it's also a good rule in the sense that anything that slows down Goat Hill a little bit, I ain't mad at that at all.
Agreed.
And then I always tell folks on these amendments, If you usually, if you don't understand it, just go no.
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 That's me, man.
It's pretty received and I think good enough.
I hate being sounding that simple, but yeah, if it doesn't look right, just go with no.
Now, you feel like a man today?
Nah, I probably smell like one. I did some work this morning.
Or is that the dog?
Hell, I know she does. Oof.
Man, she's got a little pep in her step today.
Well, I gave her some treats along the way. Okay. You know, didn't want her to get sick.
And for folks who don't know, Eddie's dog Roxy is in the studio. Yes. And right now she's behind Eddie, and she is peeking out the window. We opened the bottom so she could, you know, look at
either
the birds
that
or something.
You're going to listen to the squeaky ball for the next 2.5 right. hours. So.
But, you know, it's good that you feel somewhat like a man because this part of the program brought to you by Montgomery Men's Health.
Oh, yeah.
And so if you're a man and you're listening out there, you know, two things can affect most men as we mature. Erectile dysfunction's one.
Right.
And low testosterone. Nothing to deny. Nothing to put off. Don't be ashamed about it. Don't be embarrassed. And it's definitely not something to wait to get fixed. I know guys hate going to the doctor, but Montgomery Men's Health was created to take care of guys just like us. You know, I'm guilty. I don't like going to the doctor.
Same here.
So if you're lacking motivation, energy, always tired, you're not, that drive is gone, including your sex drive, you just feel like you're walking through life in a fog. Knowing whether you have low T is huge in combating some of these issues. And honestly, now you should get a testosterone and PSA check, which they'll do at Montgomery Men's Health, as part of your annual men's health routine. And they're even saying, urologists are saying men as young as 18 should start getting their testosterone checked. Because there are a lot of guys walking around who don't know it's low T that's bedeviling them. So the providers at Montgomery Men's Health will conduct a testosterone-focused lab workup plus a consultation for only $99. And Montgomery Men's Health has low T treatments that truly change lives. Men can experience higher energy, better gains in the gym.
Brother,
better mental clarity, improved sleep patterns, a faster metabolism. You usually even notice an increased libido.
That's pretty good.
Translated sex drive. Yeah. You want to have sex more. You can actually book the same day that you call, guys. It's time to feel amazing and hit your goals this year. That number for Montgomery Men's Health, 440-3663. That's 440-3663. Or go to montgomerymenshealth.com to book your appointment today. And be sure to tell them that two men, so to speak, Joey and Eddie, those guys on the radio, sent you.
Definitely.
We'll be right back after, well, this quick break.
Clark. Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
I'm Greg Albright. Like most of you, my family and I have worked hard for all we have. To start with nothing and do great things is what we used to call the American dream. I'm running for Congress because I can't stand by and watch our American values, goals, and freedoms be taken away from us by the nonsense going on in Washington, D.C. It's hurting us, our state, and our country, and I know how to do something about it. Send me, Greg Albright, into Congress, and I'll take some Alabama common sense with me. I'm Greg Albright, and I'm running for Congress. We can fuss all day about the invasion at our borders, the reckless spending of our money, and our weakened military system, but talking won't fix our country's problems. I'm a retired naval officer and an Alabama state legislator. I know how our military should work and what our veterans need. I know how to get a law passed, and I know how to spend our money wisely. On March 5th, vote to send me, Greg Albright, to Washington. I'm determined, I work hard, and I get results. I'm Greg Albright, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Greg Albright for Congress.
I'm Republican Jacqueline Tomlinson. You've heard me here on the Greg Budell Show quite a bit over the years. Running for office is the last thing I thought I'd do. But when your community calls, you answer. With more than 15 years of family law experience, I've helped local families through some of their toughest times. And so, I'm asking for your vote in the Republican primary on Tuesday, March 5th, for Circuit Judge.
Vote for my mommy!
Paid for by the Tomlinson Campaign, P.O. Box 821, Wetumpka, Alabama, 36092.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Conservative Justice Sarah Stewart has the experience to lead Alabama's courts. As a tough-on-crime judge, Sarah Stewart presided over hundreds of cases, giving tough sentences to the worst criminals. Republicans can trust Justice Sarah Stewart to defend the Constitution and protect our families. On March 5th, vote Conservative Republican Sarah Stewart for Alabama Chief Justice. Paid for by Sarah Stewart Campaign, 2029B, Airport Boulevard, Mobile, Alabama, 36606.
When you wake up well-rested on a great mattress, everything becomes clear.
I do overthink everything.
Things you missed when you were tired finally reveal themselves.
I should just get fake plants.
It's the President's Day sale at Mattress Firm. Get a king bed for a queen price. Save up to $700, plus a free adjustable base with select Sealy mattresses. See a lower price? We'll match it. The right mattress matters. We'll find yours. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
When you're rolling Charmin, I'll kick off on the party. Let's just also roll it back, everybody. Charmin's irresistibly soft and hella nice. My grip is always stuck.
It's our party vibe.
So our cheeks feel flat.
So wet.
Everybody wanna touch the sky.
Charmin Ultra Soft is irresistibly soft and more absorbent, so you can use less. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
It's Super Tuesday. Oh, there's AOC on the streets getting foul-mouthed. Yep. Why is she so... Oh, it's because somebody's, yelling at her.
Called her out a little bit.
And she's saying, this is not okay. Didn't she say that that was the whole point of...
Yeah, just a couple years back, she said, hey, go harass these people.
Yeah. Get in their face. The point of protest is to make them uncomfortable. Right. Yeah.
Right. Well, she didn't like being made uncomfortable.
Well, that's government. That's so much of what we do. It's like rules for thee, but not for me.
You've noticed that too, huh?
Right. When I am above the law, it means I get to make the rules and then break them because I'm the best.
Breaking the law. Breaking the law.
Yeah, we're mixing a few different songs here. Now, that would be a matchup. A mashup right there. But it's just...
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. Roxy's found the squeaky ball. That's unfortunate. But there's a lot going on in the news today. Michelle Obama came out and said definitively, I'm not running for president.
Yeah, but I saw a thing on NBC that had a quote from one of their people that said that Michelle Obama was going to run.
And in that same piece, she's like, I'm not running. Always, we know what you're doing.
Right.
You're not running.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Right. You ever met somebody who can't wink?
Yeah.
Like they just move their whole head?
Or both eyes. Hey, Suzanne laughs at me. I try to do cross-eyed, and all I do is just stare at you really hard.
One-eyed Willie can't wink. He can only blink.
That's right.
Or maybe he can do both. He just can't tell. But yeah, Michelle Obama's insisting, I am not running. Now, somebody who's been part of the so-called administrative state, deep state, mm-hmm. the career folks in Washington, Victoria Nuland, has announced her retirement.
Really?
She's resigning from the State Department. Now, she was very much a part of all this lead-up to Ukraine. She mm-hmm. was working the Ukraine desk for a long, long time.
You think
for a decade.
Her golden parachute opened up for her, and now she's allowed to
Or it might be time to just get out of town. And somebody showed a before and after. Like, when she first joined the, like, the Foreign Service.
Yeah.
She was a good-looking woman.
Oh.
Seriously.
Hasn't aged well, huh?
No, and I don't think, oh, she just got older. Because there are women of all ages that are beautiful.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
more like... She went from being a very good-looking woman. Can you sometimes tell there's, like, intelligence in somebody's eyes,
sure.
too? Like, there's a fire there?
Especially yeah, if you got a British accent.
That's, no, that's Fiona Hill. Victoria Nuland's a completely different bird. They call her Toria. But then you see, like, how she looks today, and you're like, oh, that's what power does to a person.
Really?
Yeah, man.
A bit Cruella DeVille-like?
Oh, it's bad.
Oh, wow.
No, it's kind of like less Cruella DeVille and more like Jabba the Hutt.
Ooh.
Yeah.
She ate her way to the top?
Yeah, it's just, well, it's like wrinkles.
Mm.
You know, like, somebody can get old and they get wrinkled and all this stuff,
stress.
But also somebody
just
can get old and it's not really age. It's not a number. It's the sins you've committed.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And committed over and over again. Yeah, you can see some of these folks up there, these old creatures of Washington, and it's an accurate way of describing them. So good riddance to Toria Nuland getting out of town. Tony Blinken put out some big statement, but I ain't interested in reading it. Who cares? Who
Thank
cares?
You.
You know, yesterday I did like all sorts of response coming out about the Supreme Court. I mean, the hysterical response, we didn't really get to it because we were interviewing all those candidates. But it's like the Supreme Court's illegitimate and these are bad liberals.
I heard that.
It was 9-0. Sonia Sotomayor joined in with all these, like, semi-fascists
right.
on the court.
Right.
And yet you still say the court needs to be expanded.
Of course.
Needs to be blown up.
Because it was 9-0.
Right. And this is my point again to people on the right, and I think there are a lot of folks around Trump, if not Trump himself, who gets this. If you're going to try to win, you need to win big.
Oh, yeah.
Because as much as they talk about you're destroying our democracy and our institution and stuff, the left is more than happy as soon as the right gets a little bit of a win to blow everything up back in their favor.
Yeah.
Why do they do that? I'm not even dogging them for it. Because they understand power and politics.
That's how it works.
This is why you can't do these marginal little things. You have to bring a wrecking ball because they're going to react either way.
Right.
So you might as well go for the gusto. And I think that's what's being assembled. But I did like the reaction from Vivek Ramaswamy.
What did Vivek allow?
He said, today's 9-0 Supreme Court decision needn't be something to celebrate. It's something we ought to once again take for granted. We, the people, decide who governs. The fact that it took the highest court in the land to say it shows how far we've fallen. But it's a good start. In the right direction.
I like that.
I think that's the right tone. Absolutely right. Now, Trump did a whole presser, like, where he...
You know he can talk, man.
Right. Well, and CNN did, like, a real-time fact check.
Oh, boy.
Like, they brought out some nerd who clearly sucks his mommy's thumb at night.
Okay.
Not his own. His mommy's. And the first thing he fact-checked Trump on is Trump said something to the effect, in my political opponent, Joe Biden... I call him Crooked Joe Biden. I used to call it Crooked Hillary. I retired that. I now call her Beautiful Hillary.
Mm.
So now I call him Crooked Joe, most crooked guy I've ever seen. Well, Crooked Joe Biden, he's trying to throw me in jail. He's trying to, like Putin.
Yep.
He's trying to throw me in prison with all these prosecutions. And that deranged Jack Smith. So CNN's fact check was like, there's no evidence, no evidence at all that Joe Biden's behind all these prosecutions. It's in all, it's at the state level. It's in all sorts of different, there's no, the special counsel rules in office is completely independent from the president and the political people. Man, they want you to believe that.
Wow.
When did CNN become such a lame group of losers?
Well, it's been a while.
Like, bedwetting, lame, suck-their-mommy's-thumb losers. Namby-pambies, as we used to say in little, like, Pop Warner football.
A little bit soft. They're not going to, this election's not going to do them very well.
No, and the polls do not look good. They continue to look awful for Joe Biden. Now, he'll cite, like, well, you're looking at just the New York Times, man. Like, look up my, my backside. Here, let me bend over. See right there, that polyp being in that position.
Yeah.
It's like, this is Joe's almanac right here. I'm not a farmer, but look at that polyp up my rectum.
No thanks.
And you can see I'm going to win. It's like my own reading of my own entrails, man. But no, the problem is he's losing bad. And demographics, Democrats should be winning. And again, this is from thehill.com. Trump is leading in 7 swing states. This is according to not like Rasmussen, not like some conservative-friendly one. This is according to Bloomberg News Morning Consult. And it found Biden trailing Trump in several critical states, including Arizona, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, North Carolina, Nevada, and Wisconsin.
All right, so when do they pull him out?
No, I don't know. But I'm thinking it's after the primaries. Like, after today.
Yeah.
Like, most people, delegates are assigned. And then they're going to do the little switcheroo probably right before, during. It could be dramatic if they do it during the convention.
I think by May he'll be out.
May?
By May. There'll be something. It won't be a...
2 months then.
Yeah. It won't be a, you know, I'm out because I know I'm losing. It's going to be the, you know, they did find something in that physical. Or
right.
I do got to go take care of Hunter.
Well, no, and then he can go on the convention stage and give this gracious speech.
Oh, there you go.
Joe from Scranton, a 50-year career in Washington, the noble elder president, passing the baton.
You better do it while
he can. Passing the torch to the next generation. I think it's coming. Because every sign, whether you're looking at polls or you're just looking at Biden, shows this guy ain't ready.
Right.
He's not ready for this at all. But let's go to Red Top. Hey, Red Top.
That boy has never been ready. And even after 50 years, he's still not ready to be president. You know what I mean? There's one thing that the Biden administration is doing that's really... they're trying to subvert Israel's victory over Hamas. And they're doing it big time now. Started with the airdrop,
mm-hmm.
Okay, and now they have the defense minister. They summoned to Washington yesterday.
Yeah, Benny Gantz. Yeah,
big time. I mean, that's Israel has just about got them cornered and eliminated. And you know, simple solution to this whole damn thing. All they got to do is let go of those 100 hostages, and the minute they let them go, the event's over.
Well, not quite.
They have, and nobody in this whole Gaza Strip is going to rat on where all these hostages are. Somebody knows besides the Hamas soldiers and all that. So if the whole gang is going to subvert, is going to do it, all millions of people, I don't know what to do but push them out of the way. United States is not to be interfering in the end of this. And the big deal is they're trying to do, Joey, is get it to where they only have one war at the end of this, by this fall, instead of two.
Well, we'll see.
Yes.
I think there's a lot of problems within the Israeli war cabinet, too. Gantz and Netanyahu in particular are kind of disagreeing over next steps. And why I said not quite in terms of this will be over soon, it ain't over soon. Who's going to govern Gaza? How? Under what terms? I mean, this was the problem with invading the way they have, that it's not just the fighting. It's like what happens after the fighting.
Thank you, Isaac and Ishmael. Roll tight, go Trump. Thank you, boy.
See you, man.
272-9228. Yeah. No, and it's also like, I get why the Israelis are doing what they're doing. And honestly, at the end of the day, it's not my fight. But it's also pretty awful when you see what war is in the 21st century.
Yep.
There's a lot of kids being killed, I'll put it that way.
Yep.
And it's, we shouldn't be so cavalier, even when you support somebody for what you believe to be morally clear, moral clarity leading you to your decision. Sometimes the rhetoric around all this, it's like, you do know how many people are probably just caught in a tough situation are being...
Sure.
Grinded up in the meat grinder of war,
so
it's just awful.
Quit kicking that can down the road, though, and that's why we're in this spot.
Yeah. Well, we've been funding both sides of what every war on Earth, for the most part, for a century.
Until hostages are returned, including our own, I got no sympathy.
Yeah. But hey, let's hit this break. But first, this part of the program brought to you folks by Bo Goodson and the Goodson Group. And there at the Goodson Group, Bo and his team are ready to help you whether you're looking to buy or sell property here in the River Region real estate market. You know, Bo's been helping buyers and sellers in Montgomery and the surrounding areas for over 40 years, four plus decades of experience. I think it's getting close to five, actually, folks. But at the Goodson Group, not only can they help you with buying and selling property, but they have management services available should you want to rent out your home. A rental investment's a great idea in this market. It really is. With all the turnover with the military bases, there are always folks looking for a place to rent. And so if you don't want to learn from scratch, from the ground up of how to be a landlord, why not for a reasonable fee have the Goodson Group manage that rental for you? And then the Goodson Group's crown jewel is the Bo Goodson Real Estate School, one of the most highly acclaimed real estate programs in the state because, well, a lot of folks, it's found success. That's the proof. You've had people that have gone on, become licensed realtors, found great success, or folks who've just become more knowledgeable private players. So check out the Goodson Group today. You can always call them at 551-0225. That's 551-0225. Bo Goodson and the Goodson Group. Great sponsor here of the program. We'll be right back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's a fact. Guys hate going to the doctor. But when it comes to erectile dysfunction and low testosterone issues, men from all over Montgomery have been thrilled seeing the providers at Montgomery Men's Health. Men all the way up to 95 years old have jump-started their sex drive and energy levels. Lots of men suffer with ED for years, but now they're able to enjoy sex again. Tom from Montgomery said, "Montgomery Men's Health has changed my life. I have been able to be intimate with my wife for the first time in 5 years. She thought this problem was because of her, but the pills never worked for me. I had given up until I went to the clinic and realized there were more options for erectile dysfunction. Now I'm happy and my wife is happy. A visit for only $99. And that includes all testing, including a PSA and testosterone test. Give the guys at the clinic a call at 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system and provide the specially tailored care that veterans need.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with an elk.
Hey, man.
Mr. Elk, I was just wondering, what do elk do to take care of their money?
Well, like most smart folks, we call David Ernest.
You mean Alabama's most favorite asset preservationist?
That's him, man. We call him up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see.
Yes, he is our preferred money man.
The money man with the money plan.
You've been paying attention.
Well, could you give us those numbers one more time?
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And I just want to try to give you a heads up, man.
Oh, what's that?
I'm not an elk.
Not an elk, huh? Well, then, pray tell, what are you?
Knights of Columbus.
I am not even going to make a comment.
Well, the baby liked it.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The Wall Street Business Report. I'm Rich Thomason. Wall Street opened lower this morning as more retailers post results from the holiday season and ahead of appearances by Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell before Congress later in the week. Target reported flagging sales, but a 58% increase in fourth quarter profits, handily beating Wall Street expectations as the retailer cut expenses and maintained a lean inventory. Shares of Minneapolis-based Target jumped 8.5% before the markets opened. Costco Wholesale, Nordstrom, and Gap will all report their holiday results this week. AeroVironment, a Virginia defense contractor specializing in drones, jumped 17.5% before the bell after beating Wall Street sales forecasts and nearly doubling profit expectations. And the Biden administration is moving to cap credit card late fees at $8. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Rich Thomason.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We hope you make it out to the polls to vote today, but have the rain gear, have the umbrella with you. Occasional rain and maybe a few thunderstorms and locally heavy downpours with a high temperature near 70 on this election day. That'll continue into this evening before ending. Low temperature down to about 60. Wednesday's high about 76, with the rain chances relatively small Wednesday. Maybe an isolated shower. Thursday, a good bit of sunshine, high in the upper 70s to near 80. Then we got the big deal of a storm system this week on Friday with the threat of severe weather and maybe some locally heavy rainfall. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.75% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
How you conduct yourself in a democracy?
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views in the afternoon. I'm Joey, he's Eddie.
What's up, Joey?
Well, I don't know. I'm a little, like, ready for this day to be over. I just want the results. I won't have to go through making the baby. I just want the baby.
Well, I can already tell you the presidential part, if you want to hear that.
Wait. Who do you think's going to win the state today?
Go with Donald Trump on that.
No, but not just that. We know Alabama's kind of in the tank for that fascist dictator. I say with jest for you dummies out there. Goodness,
he did say Alabama's most favorite president.
Just so many dumb people out there. They can't grasp sarcasm. Is he being facetious? So Alabama, though, is kind of in the tank for Trump. That's obvious. But all these other states that are voting today, do you think Trump's going to win them all? Think about it, though. Don't just answer. Think about it. Could somebody out of the ashes of Trump's competitors, could they rise like a phoenix today and surprise Donnie from Queens in one of these great American vote-offs?
If it were Chris Christie, it'd be a big, fat phoenix. But I got to go with no, Joey. No, I'm going Donald Trump all the way. All the way.
All the states. Trump's going to win.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know I could be wrong. There might be one or two I'm off of, but I bet I still walk away with a 90-plus.
All right, right. I think you're on to something there, Eddie. I think you're on to something indeed. Now, it's not just what's going on nationally, though. Because when you look at, and we didn't get to this yesterday, again, we had all those candidates calling in. Did you see what Newt Gingrich said?
I did not. What did Newt?
He was on some podcast, like some, you know, political nerd wonk podcast.
Okay.
And they were talking about who's going to be Trump's VP pick. It's obviously going to be Trump. So who's going to be the VP?
Okay.
And
seen a short list.
Here's what Newt said. He said, Biden's speech, the State of the Union, will be interesting. I'm sure it'll be full of some props, and I'm sure he'll attack the House Republicans, try to get them all excited and yelling at him.
Right.
What's equally interesting, said Newt Gingrich, is Senator Britt, who is a new freshman senator from Alabama, who some very smart people believe will be Trump's vice presidential pick. She is a big audition night. She's going to deliver the response to Biden, and I remember several years ago, we had a similar kind of response from Sarah Huckabee Sanders, and she was brilliant. So it'll be interesting to see if Britt rises to the occasion. If she does, it'll be a major step up in her potentially being Trump's vice presidential candidate.
Hmm.
But again, I come back to, like, do you really take him up? You saw what happened to Pence.
That is a tough, tough call, because I mean, as much as I love Trump, whoever's going to be his VP is going to be a left holding the bag of something at the end of the day.
Right.
And I don't care what kind of agreement or whatever you think on the front end. At the end of the day.
Well, I just want to tell you, that ain't chocolate. That's doo-doo, baby.
Right. At the end of the day.
Now, again, we are live streaming the show on YouTube. Joey Clark Live on YouTube. Like and subscribe. We're growing by the day, folks.
Yeah.
I absolutely love seeing this happen. We are now a little over 2,600 subscribers.
Oh, wow.
So it's going to continue to grow. Looking forward to more people joining us here in the local area and from all over the world.
Yeah.
But Jacqueline Tomlinson's writing a comment on YouTube saying, Eddie, where's your button? Ooh,
I got it. It's in the car. I got...
Wait, wait, wait.
The dog.
But Romex Angler said he doesn't own a shirt with buttons, just the fishing shirts.
I have like seven.
Pepper says he only wears button-downs in Jamaica, three gold chains and his aviators. This is why I want you to be my agent. So I can send you to meetings I don't want to go to, and you can, like, big dog.
I already go to meetings you don't want to go to.
You know, I just rewatched Good Will Hunting. I'm going to send you, and you need to demand a cash retainer.
What about Bitcoin instead of cash? Because right now, Bitcoin is on fire.
It's gone parabolic. It hit its time. We need to check that, what it is presently. It hit 69 again, right?
Yep. Nice.
Nice. Then Gaucho says, Happy Tuesday, Joey. So nice to see you on YouTube. Thanks for doing it. You are awesome. Have a good one. Wow, he says. Good afternoon to you, Sam. Wait, Spam Sissel? Is that the Sam we know?
It is.
Isn't he having a special day today?
He does have a birthday today.
Well, happy birthday, you filthy animal.
I think he's 29.
Yeah.
And holding.
Isn't that like what women say?
Yeah. And then they finally get mad and they go from 29 to, I'm 60. Like, oh, my bad.
My goodness.
My bad.
I was trying to be nice.
Right, exactly.
Grandma, like... I see why Pop's so ornery all the time now.
Got that paw maw hanging out of her mouth.
Tell me what to do, devil woman. Anyway, join the live stream. Joey Clark Live on YouTube. Like and subscribe. This part of the program, though, brought to you by, well, Dylan Rings. And there at Dylan Rings, they have, well, an amazing selection. But they also have all sorts of jewelry services.
Yes, they do.
So they're a full-service jewelry shop there at Dylan Rings. So that means they can do things like spa treatments.
Exactly.
Don't you feel refreshed after going to the spa?
But of course.
Your jewelry's going to feel the same way. You can, like, reinvigorate your jewelry. You can make it shine. You can buff out any scratches, any marks, reset stones. Just clean it in general. Or maybe you're looking for custom design. Josh Ryder, man's a wizard over there. He can help you with that. And it could be something you already have that you want reworked, or it could be something out of scratch, just from your imagination. Josh Ryder can make it a reality. And, of course, right now at Dylan Rings, they're doing a special thing because Josh Ryder, I think his actual birthday's today.
It is today.
It's his 50th birthday.
Yes,
so happy birthday, Josh. And at Dylan Rings, for Josh Ryder's 50th birthday, they're doing 50% off on 50% of their inventory for 50% of the month of March.
Wow.
So you need to get by there today. If not today, tomorrow. You need to get by there soon so you can go check out what sort of great discounts they have on all these select jewelry items. So you can always check out Dylan Rings on Facebook or Instagram. Or call them at 215-3669 or go to dylanrings.com. But I really encourage you to stop by today. 119 Brown Springs Road here in Montgomery, just off of Atlanta Highway, kind of where the old Fun Zone used to be.
Yeah.
That big platform still back there. And be sure to tell Josh and Leslie that Joey and Eddie from News and Views in the afternoon sent you. We'll be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hello, Alabama. This is your all-time favorite president, Donald J. Trump. My friend, Congressman Gary Palmer, is running for re-election to Alabama's 6th Congressional District. Gary is an America First conservative who is fighting to secure our border, strengthen our military, and protect and defend our undersea Second Amendment. Alabama, please get out and vote for Gary Palmer for Congress on March 5th. He will not let you down. Thank you.
I'm Gary Palmer, and I approve this message.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
folks that think I'm a very stable genius.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back. Now we've got Willis on the live stream commenting, I voted for Joey. For what?
Dog catcher. I heard there's a big write-in campaign for that.
Is that still like, that's not a thing.
Yeah, man.
Dog catcher's a thing? We just hire people to do that now.
Animal patrol or something like that.
Yeah, but we have professionals now.
I don't know what you call them
that. They've been certified by the state. That means they're good.
Okay. I remember as a kid, we used to watch them chase our wild dogs through Highland Gardens. It was quite hysterical.
Your wild... If they're wild dogs, how are they yours?
Because we didn't keep them on a leash or nothing. We were in Highland Gardens.
But you'd feed them and stuff?
Yeah, they were our dogs.
They played tug of war with
until the law come around, and I don't know whose dogs them are.
So you get all the fun without any of the responsibility.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's Highland Gardens. It was the 70s. It was all right.
I would like to know what somebody wrote me in for, because what did I ever do to you, Willis? I don't want those jobs.
Dude, they pay well. Once you get on that government teat, buddy, you...
This is why I don't want to be on anybody's teat. And also, I've learned when you run for office,
yeah,
unless you're independently wealthy, and despite what Duke thinks with my duck eggs, you know me, Eddie, I ain't, right?
Right.
So, it means to really be successful, you end up in somebody's little pocket. Or big pocket.
But Joey,
and I'm not interested in being in some rich guy's pocket.
But what if his ideas align with yours? Are you really in his pocket, or
yes,
he's just supporting you?
Yeah,
you're supporting him.
Yeah, you are.
Dang.
If somebody gives you or supports you with millions of dollars, do you feel obligated to him, any?
Give me a minute.
And how about if I scratch out the option of exile in Jamaica?
Oh. Well, Cuba's really nice.
Yeah, it is. I hear they have classic cars.
Yes.
Yeah. Great car culture there.
I don't know. I see what you're saying there, Joey.
Right. Yeah. It's just, it takes certain types to have to go for office. And I think there are a lot of good folks in politics. I think sometimes they're a little naive to how
I've seen
dirty
that,
especially Washington, D.C. can be.
I've seen that.
But, yeah, you need people that are willing to endure a lot of the fundraising aspect of political campaigns now. All of the smears and just silly crap that you're hearing from, especially, like, the most lowbrow are like a mailer.
Right.
Or it's like some funny cartoon, and it's like, really?
I don't like the PACs, and that's why I don't like the PACs. Because I want to, if I get a muddy campaign going against Joey, I want to be able to say I support.
Right. But hey, let's go. Don't worry about it. Let's see who's on line one. You're on there. Who's this?
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, Randall.
What's up, Randall?
What's going on, man? Happy skinny Tuesday. I guess we can't call it fat Tuesday. That's already too good, huh?
It's Super Tuesday.
Super Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, I know. I've been here. I've just been, what that word is, facetious.
Facetious?
Have y'all been paying attention to Facebook today at all, or any social media?
No, it logged me out, and I haven't tried to get back in because
it's back.
Facebook sucks.
Yeah, I wouldn't try to log in right now. But it's kind of funny that it happened today, you know what I mean? And it looks like when AT&T, the day that they was, that the paperwork might have been signed, or the paperwork was swapped out for T-Mobile buying them out, when they had the glitch, that they implemented Shaft also. And I ain't too sure that ain't what these social media companies getting ready to do, and this social score might be coming a little, be here within 5, I was thinking more like 8 years, but if they're doing this and they implementing Shaft instead for 6, 8, alcohol, tobacco, and firearms, speech. And if you say any of those things in your text, you can get flagged. Right now, it's saying they're using big companies as the reason, saying that the big companies are the reason that people commit suicide, which we know that that's just how they got it. They're foot in the door. And